This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So it's Thanksgiving. Some radio stations check out, put on, something you heard a few years ago, kind of put it on autopilot. Not the radio stations you're listening to. That's not how we roll. No, we bring in the big guns. Todd, the radio god. Mitchell. He's here. He's working.
The day when we all gorge so that we all have the sustenance we need so we can shop tomorrow.
Is that why we're working? We're getting it.
That's why we eat a lot on Thanksgiving. That's why we overeat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And we're this is our exercise ahead of eating right now, what we're doing here, at least as far as I'm concerned. Right, Todd?
There you go.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
You too.
I'm thankful to work with Todd every day. This is kind of fun. I have a good time.
Don't start lying to everybody on Thanksgiving. That's not good.
It's actually very true. Very true. Sometimes you can have a partner on the air that's sort of annoys you. You have to tolerate them. You know, I mean, that happens in this business. It does. But it makes it more challenging. I just think we have so much fun together, and it's a great time. I love all the good folks from the K-Fire family and iHeartMedia, and of course we have our Flag Family Media team. Just good people to work with. And Todd, you're right up there. I truly enjoy it.
Gosh, I'm humbled.
Broadcast professional, of the nth degree, easy to work with, and great voice. And Todd, the radio guy, that's you.
You're trying to leave me speechless or crying or something. It's working.
Don't cry now. Soak it all in. Soak it all in.
Well, and I likewise. I don't have the thesaurus out like you do.
You know, I pulled them out of my rear end.
You have it right there in your head.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But
no, it's fun. We have a good time, and we do appreciate our listeners. You know, there's nothing. Yesterday was a really busy show, and Todd and I always say, please call first. We love the text, but we think it's less interesting for other listeners to hear us reading your text. We do appreciate the feedback. And some shows we get more texts than we do calls, and we'll share those, and I don't mind. But yesterday was one of those days where we had no time. I mean, just absolutely wall-to-wall with calls, and we didn't even get to all of those. So last night I finally had a chance to go through the text, which I usually do just to make sure there's not something there we need to catch. We read them. It's just a matter of getting them all on the air. Read them at some point. I just was very grateful, filled with gratitude that we have the listeners we do, because it's not just the fact that you have the radio on and you're listening and you're paying attention and contributing. What you bring, to the show. They say, the studies, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Todd, but the last I've seen, about 1% of the audience engages with the show. So, in other words, 99% of the people are listening. They're out there. They're taking it in. They're listening to the advertisements. They're listening to the message. They want to know the weather, whatever. And they appreciate radio's doing what it's doing, informing and entertaining. But they wouldn't dream of calling and making a comment or sending a text. So, is that number still valid? Have you heard that number, Todd?
I hear anywhere between 1 and 3. Some people have said as high as 11. Let's say for the sake of discussion, it is 11. It still means like roughly 90% of people would never call or text or whatever the show. So
yeah, and so what I would encourage the 90% or the 89% or whatever that number is, 99, that you have something special, and in typical, for the most part, stoic, humble, North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Montana, you don't think you do. There's all of us, get packed full of pride once in a while and think we know everything. And honestly, some of those who call are kind of in that category, and that's okay too, because it provides for good conversation, right? Those are the same. There's one of those in every coffee shop and cafe and within the sound of my voice. You know, I call them Ike, usually. I know everything. There's an Ike in every group, right? That's my favorite acronym, Ike. but as I say, the 89% actually know way more and very often don't contribute. I'd encourage you to do that because we enjoy it. We appreciate it. You add a lot to it, and it helps others. It informs others, and it's great. So just a long way of saying thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you to people like Todd and Nolan Schmidt, who's our new producer, but the best producer I've ever worked with. And no slight to my brother Chris, who was a great producer for a lot of years. Nolan,
Rev, who is good too, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you start naming producers and people are getting offended, but I'm saying Nolan's been with us a short period of time, but he really is the ultimate, you know, everybody brings something to the table, but he brings a little bit of each, and that really makes it very important. So he's doing a great job starting out. My brother Chris, his great talent was he just never forgot when we would have somebody on, ever. So, you know, I was telling Nolan the story the other day. Ed McMahon wrote a book a number of years ago. And for those of you that are under, 40, Todd? I don't know where the Johnny Carson cutoff is, but for those of you that are a little bit younger, Johnny Carson was a legendary, Tonight Show host on TV for years. He had a sidekick by the name of Ed McMahon. Ed McMahon was legendary, had a great laugh, and really kind of kept the show going, added a lot of flavor and color to the Carson shows. And his famous line was, you know, before the show started, he'd be on the microphone, the band would play, "Here's Johnny," right? So he comes on one time, and Chris says to him, before he goes on the air to talk about his book, "Hey, would you do me a favor, record this little clip, here's Scotty." So Ed McMahon, have you ever heard that, Todd? Have you ever heard that one? I mean, it's hilarious. He does this.
I have not heard that. And see, we need to start the show with that.
But if Ed McMahon died. Is Ed McMahon alive? I can't remember. I think he did die not long ago. I can't remember. But Johnny Carson has died. But anyway, you know, he would say, well, we had him on in 1987, and he wrote a book and just had that great memory of everybody that ever been on, and this ginormous black book. So worked with a lot of good ones over the years. It's no doubt fun. But we have a great team, so thanks.
June 23rd, 2009, by the way, Ed McMahon.
He died. Yeah, yep. 2009. Okay, yep.
I had to look it up. I wasn't sure either. I'm like, boy, I don't know.
So Nolan is working today. We appreciate that. Manny is working today as well. Manny, would you not be working if we were not on the air today? Are we the reason you have to be behind the microphone today?
Well, I would be working. I am working at the other job this afternoon because of the Vikings game being on. So
You are. Well, we appreciate the fact that you're...
I'm putting in a full day today.
Putting in a full day on the...
Wow.
Yeah. Are you getting some turkey in the middle of all of that?
I will eventually today, yes.
Okay, and Nolan's going to his girlfriend's family's place, and Todd, you and Carrie are hosting, or what are you guys doing?
No, we're across the river with brother-in-law Carl Carlson. Yes, somebody actually named their child Carl Carlson. We tease him about that relentlessly, but he's a good egg about that. But,
I like that.
We'll go over to Carl and Sarah's, as a matter of fact.
So now we know what you're thankful for. What we are thankful for, rather, we want to know what you're thankful for. Okay, we want to know. So give us a call at 800-228-0550. We have a little survey I like to take. I usually do the day before Thanksgiving, but we were doing the show on Thanksgiving today, so I said let's do it on Thanksgiving. White meat, dark meat, best side dish. What is something you just can't be without? I mean, it's turkey normally. And then is it the cranberries? Is it the mashed potatoes? Is it the stuffing? So,
cranberries, do you have the canned ones? And if you have the canned ones, do you mush it up or does it have to retain the can shape?
Wow.
That got to be a hot button at our place one year.
Whatever you want to share about your Thanksgiving meal preferences, we would love to have it today. 800-228-0550. You can also call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay? Kenny in Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Kenny.
All right, Scotty, let's start the show off here. We got two white meats and a dark meat in the house.
Well, that's a good ratio because White better kick Dark's butt by the end of the day or I'm going to be mad. That's what I'm here to tell
you. Yeah. Okay. Second of all, Todd is the wrestling god, not the radio god. He knows what I'm talking about. Right, brother?
The wrestling god.
A fellow WWE or maybe even AWA fan.
AWA, buddy.
Oh,
AWA.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Jake Milkman Millman. So, hey, Scott, I'm going to miss you in New York this year. You know, I can't make it. We had a lot of fun last year. I'm not sure who's going to find a pub hidden somewhere and then offer to buy drinks, but nobody can find them. That would have been me.
We had a lot of fun, your wife were the salt of the earth of that trip. You provided lots of great fun, and
and yours too, Maria. She was a great tour guide. Took us down the subway. That was an experience in itself. So
we have fun.
I can't make it this year, and I can't say on the air what you called me the other day because I can't make it. But
thank you. We appreciate keeping our FCC license.
But right, so I ask you, Nepalus soup, do you have any?
Yeah, now I'm into it. I've been bitten. Yeah. I love it.
All right, so I got to tell you a story.
Hang on a sec. Don't go away. We're going to break, Kenny. Stay there. I want the Nephilis soup story when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps the company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place. Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain. Stop and listen. I'm going to be doing these too. Seminars coming up in Bismarck, Minot, Dickinson. You're just a short drive from one of the seminars on regenerative medicine. You need to be at one. 1-888-973-1560 will get you signed up. Or you can read about it at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 1-888-973-1560 or stemcelltherapyforpain.com. And start living life once again.
I'm at Ingolstadt Arena today in Grand Forks, mostly because my in-laws are, you know, literally, you know, a few hundred feet from here. And Maria grew up.
I mean, you guys had such a big deal that you had to have it there.
Such a big deal with the show here, you mean, or what?
No, Thanksgiving.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, no kidding. Actually, our wedding reception was here. The first ever wedding reception in Ingolstadt Arena. So this place is like home. And my in-laws, Jerry and Agnes Hammerlick, live very close. Dear Maria grew up very close to where is now Ingolstadt Arena. So this is our Thanksgiving place. And I had a chance to catch up with Brad Berry earlier. You're going to hear the entire interview on our Facebook page. If you were not listening on AM 1100 The Flag earlier this morning, when we chatted with Brad, but we do have some snippets coming up on that. We'll put it all up on Facebook, but came over here to chat with Coach Brad Berry. They have a big weekend with Union, and it's not a layup. You know, he was just telling me they're watching film, and like, this team's good, as all college, as every opponent for UND is. So, if you're thinking about coming to the game, thinking, it's Union, I don't know, go to the game. It's going to be good hockey this weekend for sure. So, one of the reasons I'm here, is because, you know, this program is intertwined with my life. I spent 18 years in Grand Forks and a good chunk of those as the announcer at the old Ingolstadt Arena. So you were part of the family of players and coaches and count many, many, current and former Sioux players as dear friends and, you know, in their weddings, they're in our wedding, you know, just incredible. So it's really intertwined. I'm really thankful for it. Well, before I had a family, this was really my family. I mean, I was single until I was 36 and a lot of my time was spent around the hockey program. So, you know, you spent Thanksgivings with Sioux hockey players. I probably 15, you know, where we, you know, put a big meal on and, you know, the players couldn't go back home because they were playing hockey and at school. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. So that's why I decided to come here. Also, we're going to chat with Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary in just a moment. We're also going to talk today with, the man who married Maria and I, the man who baptized all of our kids, and someone I'm extraordinarily thankful for, Father William Sherman. He's 90 years old. And I had an absolutely extraordinary conversation with him last night in his home. It's actually an apartment now where he still says Mass every day, 4:30 in the afternoon. I kid you not. And just an incredible story. Really, really a neat, neat man. And then K-Fire listeners will not hear this because the Vikes are going to be on 550 at 10:30. But this one, too, will be on Facebook, and we'll have it on AM 1100, 1090, and 1460. And that is a conversation with Christopher Larson. Is the replay on tonight, too? Will they catch it on the replay, Todd?
Yes.
Okay. So you can catch it on the replay, too. And Chris Larson, I'll just tell you quickly, 30-something, great broadcaster, sportscaster from Grafton, most recently in Mayville. He's been a wheelchair most of his life, a lot of special needs. He's just come off darn near 90 days in the hospital. And many times they thought he was gone. He had terrible pneumonia. And he's miraculously just come back after a lot of great prayer. And so I asked him to come on the air today from his hospital room. He's getting out on Monday, but we're going to chat with him today a little bit about what he's thankful for this Thanksgiving. But in the meantime, I want to talk about Nephila Soup because that's what Kenny wanted to talk about. Kenny and Fargo. So you heard that whole ordeal where I don't know why, a weak moment, you know, when a little truth serum was in me, I said, I hate soup. And I got barraged from the listeners. You hate soup? What are you, a commie? I mean, come on, you can't hate soup. And somebody brought, I think it was Londa Hager, brought some Nephila Soup. And I don't know, that was how long ago that was, but half a dozen times since I've had Nephila Soup, and I love it. So I no longer hate Sue, at least not Nephila, Kenny, okay?
Okay. Well, I got to be honest with you, Scott. I've never had Nephila soup, and I like soup.
Did you try it?
No. No one's brought any to me yet, so maybe Londa can bring some over.
I'll get on her. I thought you were going to tell me that you too were. Didn't you have a Nephila soup story you wanted to tell us?
Oh, I got a soup story, I got to tell you. So years back when Kroll's was down there on 32nd Avenue, my father-in-law, God bless his soul, he and my mother-in-law both passed since, but he would go every morning down to Kroll's and have coffee with his friends. And then, never failed, before cell phones, my mother-in-law would always call down there and then leave a note for him to stop at the store, get this, and that was a daily thing. She comes home one day and she said, did you bring any Nephila soup? And he said, well, no, you didn't tell me to. And she says, well, go back there because it doesn't last long. He's like, oh, okay. So, and you gotta, if you could picture my father-in-law, he would be Archie Bunker's twin brother. He's not, all right?
All right.
The looks, the mannerisms, and I'm not quite as crude, but you know what I mean? So he's like, okay. So he goes on down there and he goes to get the Nephila soup. In the meantime, she calls down there and says, do you have any left? And he's, the guy says, yeah. And she said, well, serve me up a big container. He goes, okay, that's all I got. He goes, yep, we'll be down to pick it up in a little bit. So my father-in-law, not knowing this, goes down there, and he's like, I got to get some Nephila soup. And the guy said, well, it's all gone. He goes, well, what's that there? He goes, oh, some lady called in and reserved it. And he's like, oh, geez, mom's going to be mad. So he goes back home, and she said, well, where's the Nephila soup? And he said, ah, some old bat called down there and reserved it all. And she said, well, that old bat was me.
So get your butt back down there and get that big bucket of soup.
He made another trip down there to pick up the soup that she'd actually called in for. So,
oh, my God.
Really, and a good laugh about
it. And they do sell it in like 5-gallon pails, for crying out loud. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't know how big a container was back then. But
no, I didn't tell a story on the air, but a buddy of mine, Gene Veeder, from Watford City, legendary leader in McKenzie County, is in the hospital in Bismarck, Sanford Health. And whenever I visit somebody in the hospital, I try to bring them something. So I decided after Energy Matters on Tuesday, head down to Kroll's, bought, you know, I'm going to have a quick bite, and I wanted to go see him, and I'll bring them some. And it was so good, and it was like hot, and I burnt the daylights out of my tongue, and I didn't care. Because it just is so good. I mean, it just is unbelievable. I was in a hurry. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've been converted from a hate soup to now I don't care if it's hot, I'm going to eat it. So I love it. That's a good soup story, Kenny. Appreciate your call and appreciate your listening and friendship. And Kenny's more of a Facebook friend than a radio friend, but we love it when you call the radio. So make sure.
No, you know, I'm usually busy, so I just text and I just fire off text messages. And you get them all the time, and you read a good share of them, but, you know, don't have time. But today I had time, and pies are just getting ready to go in the oven, and I turned the Christmas music off. My wife went, really? I go, Scotty's on it, but I gotta tell him, you know, why you need a dark meat.
That's right. Keep that Christmas off. All right. Well, I'm glad we got 2-1 on the white meat. Thanks a bunch, Kenny. Take care. Tim and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. I won't make your trip to New York, but my friends in Thailand invited me over there for Christmas. So I'm going to Thailand for Christmas, and they sent me a picture of a turkey dinner over there, and it looked like all the white meat was gone in Thailand.
See, they even get it over there in Thailand, that white meat's the real deal. I love this. I love it, love it, love it. That's fabulous. Well, man alive, I bet you're excited for that. When are you going, Tim?
I'm leaving December 23rd, and I come home January 15th.
Well, fantastic. Well, I tell you, the New York trip's a lot of fun. Just plan on coming with us some year and enjoy that trip to Thailand. We leave Monday, by the way. I'll be escorting the Bismarck crew, so we leave, like, we've got to be at the airport like 4:30 on Monday. My wife's taking the Fargo crew, and we'll all meet up in New York City, and we're going to have a grand time Monday through Saturday next week. Be at Fox and Friends on Wednesday, so make sure you watch.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They're champions in my book.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Give thanks to all the people working today, you included, military, law enforcement, nursing homes, hospitals, farmers, everybody who's working to help us turn out. Thank them all. Bye.
What a great, great call. Thank you so much. That's why we love our listeners. We chatted earlier with Brad Berry, coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team. Asked him what he's thankful for. Here's what he said.
Family. Family. And when I say family, I mean my direct family, but my indirect family too. Obviously, your family, the guys in this locker room are family, and again, guys that the very close people around you. And again, that's the beauty of Grand Forks, the state of North Dakota, is having that feeling, and you don't get it anywhere else.
Quite an individual he is. He is really amazing. Wonderful human being, in and out, no doubt about that. And now the steward of an incredibly, incredibly successful program. A lot of pressure on those shoulders. So great to catch up with him as well. Our full interview with Brad, by the way, will be on the Facebook page as well. We're brought to you in part today by one of our sponsors that we're very thankful for. We don't exist if we don't have sponsors. If we don't have people willing to invest in what we do and allowing us to help tell their story, we can't be here every day on the radio for you. And so good folks like the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future that represent the coal industry so well. You know, boy, oh boy, think about that. Clean, beautiful coal in North Dakota possesses a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal. Coal gives us reliable energy, very important. As cold as it gets here, as hot as it gets here, my gosh, that's life or death. But also affordable energy. And with that, we are among a handful of states that have the perfect score on clean air. So, tells you, you haven't been getting the straight scoop from some of those environmental extremists. And North Dakota is proof of that. Find out more, join this team at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. One of the things I wanted to do today on the program, in addition to just hearing about your Thanksgiving and welcoming your calls, questions, or comments for our guests, is to celebrate things I'm thankful for. That's the beauty of being able to be the host. You can say, I want to share some of the stories of things I'm thankful for. And one of the things I'm thankful for is the enormous amount of leadership we have in the great state of North Dakota. It's pretty incredible. And someone that I believe is in the top 1% of those leaders is our next guest. He leads a university in this state that provides an affordable education and an education that the storied public institutions, including the one I'm on the campus of today at the University of North Dakota, cannot provide, by law, cannot provide. And that is to teach the whole person and to integrate faith into the curriculum. And so it's an honor to welcome back to the program our friend, Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. Happy Thanksgiving, Monsignor.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Scott, and to all your listeners. Happy, happy Thanksgiving.
How do you spend Thanksgiving?
Well, it's different in different years, but this year I have Mass in just about a half hour here on campus. As you know, we've got a lot of students from outside of North Dakota. Some of them are from a long, long way away. And so all those students who are on campus today, I'm offering Mass for them at 10. And then my brother, Father Robert Shea, who's chaplain of the University of Mary, and my mom and dad are all going to go up to the facility here on campus where we're going to serve the Thanksgiving meal for all those students. So I'm going to be with the students at the University of Mary who don't have anywhere else to go.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And what a gift to join them and celebrate the Mass. You know, for one of the things I also appreciate is my Catholic faith, and my parents gave that to me, and I cherish it. And I didn't always cherish it. I didn't always understand it throughout my 53 years. But I think as I've gotten a little bit older, I pick up a little more every day. And, you know, one thing that folks that are not Catholic, I think, sometimes don't understand and will query me about, what's the deal with Mass? I don't really understand why you guys are, you know, sort of obsessed with Mass. But, you know, I always say it's the body of Christ. You know, remember the Lord's Supper? Everybody remembers the Lord's Supper. Well, you know, it's a recreation of the Lord's Supper, and you have the opportunity to do that. It's such an incredible gift. My mom always talked about the power of the Holy Mass. And when she did, I thought she was half off a rocker, right? I didn't really even understand what she was saying, but now I do. What would you say to people about, you know, the gift the Catholic faith has in a Mass?
Well, I'd say that it's deeply tied to this civic holiday in a certain sense. And that's because one of the words that we use for Mass is an ancient Christian word which comes from the Greek language, Eucharist. And the word Eucharist literally means thanksgiving. In other words, the act of worship in the Mass, like all Christian worship, is fundamentally an act of thanksgiving, in which we remember the tremendous graces, the privilege and the salvation which we've been offered in Christ, and in which we offer back to Him, to the Father through Him, our thanks and praise for all the many gifts that we've been given in our lives. And so I'd say that that gift, the Eucharist, which I'm going to celebrate with a bunch of students who are here, guests of North Dakota, on Thanksgiving Day from every corner of this country and from beyond, international students as well, the gift that we're going to celebrate all together is the gift of Christ Himself, and we're going to give thanksgiving.
And one thing I think folks should know and may not know about the University of Mary, it is a Catholic university. It's a Christian university. It's Benedictine. There will be many, many people that will celebrate Thanksgiving with you today that are not Catholic. And that people need to know that, right? I mean, it's Catholic, non-Catholic. It's Christian. It's which I always say, hey, we're all on the same team here, right?
Well, absolutely. Well, we always say that we don't serve people because they're Catholic. We serve them because we're Catholic in a certain sense. In other words, the institution itself is rooted and very proud of our Christian, Catholic, Benedictine identity. But that doesn't mean that all the people we employ are Catholic. It certainly doesn't mean that all the students whom we're privileged and honored to serve are Catholic. But what's wonderful is that people of various convictions, including serious and devout people of faith, are able to find a place here at the University of Mary. And I'm grateful and thankful for that as well.
You mentioned the meal today, and I instantly thought of the new Lumen Vitae Center and that Shields, you know, Eagle's Nest Steve and Eileen Shield were major benefactors for. And I actually talked to Steve yesterday on the program about their decision not to open on Thanksgiving. And you think about, you know, why do you think he's donating to the University of Mary? He has values like that. That company has values like that. It's a good match. But man, oh man, is that place full of vibrancy and just a vigor. And it's so fun to see your vision at play there. Are you enjoying that?
It's tremendous. Well, we're really grateful to people like Steve and Eileen Shields. So Shields is one of the great North Dakota stories. Here's a company deeply rooted in North Dakota values. who sees itself as a major employer in lots of different places in this country, but also as a bastion of patriotism. In other words, they're proud to be an American company. They're grateful for the gifts and the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. Always, I open the Bismarck Tribune on the major holidays, and they're celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving with great ads thanking God for their own for the gifts that they've been given. And that's a great ethos, because at the Lumen Vitae Center, of course, the Crow's Nest, which is sponsored by Shields, is a meeting place for students where they're able to grow and where they're able to have their hearts unfold with gratitude. And that's something I think, Scott, that we can't forget on this day. Here's what I tell our students, because it's one of the lessons which I've come to understand more deeply in my life, which animates everything that I do. I was told once that you have to make a choice in your life between gratitude and resentment, and to live from one or from the other. And I thought when I first heard it that it was too simple. And now I think that in my life I've been through enough that I realize that it's actually true. You have to choose between gratitude or resentment as the fundamental disposition or attitude that you bring to life. Because what happens in a spirit of resentment is that we live from a sense of scarcity. In other words, we allow ourselves to believe the lie that if I only had more of what's coming to me, more of what I should have, then I'd be able to live a meaningful life. If for instance, I had more financial resources, more talent, more security, more time, if I only had more of those limited things, then I'd be able to do something great with my life. I'd be able to live in a meaningful way. But of course, that's the opposite way of seeing the world truly, because the problem for us isn't a problem of scarcity, and this is what Thanksgiving is about, to remind us of it. The problem with us is a problem of abundance. In other words, a problem like time is a real problem, but it's not a problem because we don't have enough of it. It's a problem, how do I deal with the tremendous gift of time, which is undeserved, and which I'm given in order to lavish in service to others? How do I deal with all the gifts, all the graces, all the many blessings that I've been given? How do I respond adequately to a life which is the greatest gift of all, to a life which I didn't deserve, but which now I can choose to live in a full, free, beautiful way. And that's what I tell to our students, and I tell it to our students mostly, Scott, because it reminds me that I have a life like you do and like all of our listeners today, and that life is an irrevocable gift, and it's a gift which is meant to be spent. It's not meant to be hoarded. It's meant to be spent generously with open hands and open hearts, such that we're able really to build up the world and the kingdom within the world. In other words, so that we're able to live our true calling and our vocation as sons and daughters of God. That's really important. And so that's what I would say. When I go up there and I see the students in the Lumen Vitae Center, I'm reminded of the choice which we at the University of Mary have to assist them in making, and it's so easy to do here in a place like North Dakota, which is grounded in values, the choice between gratitude or resentment, to live from a spirit of abundance, not from a spirit of scarcity.
Wow. Incredible. Very rich with wisdom and inspiration, Monsignor. Very much appreciate that. So many wonderful things happening at the University of Mary. It's hard to keep up. Always something on the horizon, and that includes a wonderful gala coming up on December 2nd, mm-hmm. honoring a great man, Harold Hamm, who has been so instrumental to this miracle of the Bakken. And I'm looking forward. I'm not going to be there. We got a group of listeners going to New York City, so I'll miss that event. But I'll be praying about the event for you and the success of everything going on there and everything else happening. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
God bless you, Scott, and all your listeners. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
I would keep you longer, but I know you got to go get all ready to go for Mass and take care of those students. But it's always a pleasure talking to you. There's so many great things going on at the University of Mary, and we'll be there coming up. Got a broadcast scheduled not too long away. Kathy Nessel will be on campus doing a talk there for the students, and we're going to follow along for the day. So that'll be kind of fun. Look forward to it, Monsignor. Happy Thanksgiving. My best to your parents and your brother, Father Robert, and everybody at the University of Mary.
God is good. Thanks so much.
God is good, always. No kidding. More coming up. Tell me what you're thankful for and whether you like white meat or dark meat.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Is our toll-free telephone number. A friend of Todd's just sent a little clip from a newspaper, Happy Thanksgiving, asking kids, what are you thankful for? And this little 8-year-old girl, Isabella, I don't know what paper this is in, somebody's newspaper, says, I'm thankful for all the dead people, because at least they tried.
You have to admit, it's not every other kid's thing that they say, and, you know, point her... being unique. And,
oh my gosh.
Poor Isabella, you know, one day is going to go, oh, I wish I had never said that.
Oh, no, I love it. I
mean, priceless. Absolutely
exactly right.
Priceless.
You will never forget it, right? And look, there are people that have left this world. And, you know, we hope they're in a better place and laughing it up. It's one of the things that Father Sherman's going to talk about next hour. Father Bill Sherman, the man who married my wife Maria and I, baptized our kids, and just this unbelievable. He was at the Newman Center in Fargo at NDSU for a lot of years, St. Michael's in Grand Forks for, gosh, 20-plus years. I forget where all else, but a priest. And he tells a little bit of his story, but I don't know how many years he was a priest, but a long time. He's 90 years old and is, you know, practicing, you know, saying Mass every day in his apartment, and just really an incredible story. And I asked him, I said, we're doing a special Thanksgiving show. Would you come on and talk about what you're thankful for? Man, right now he wanted to talk about his time in the Army and the GI Bill, and oh, it's pretty cool. It really is. A lot of texts rolling in today. Another dark meat. We're doing a little survey here. And one of our dark meat, white meat listeners is going to get a free MyPillow. So it's worth weighing in with your vote, dark meat or white meat. Or you can add on or answer this question, best side dish. Just text them in to me at 701-367-2054. We'll do that right up through the end of the show and get a lucky MyPillow winner by the end of the show. Okay. So dark meat or white meat, and best side dish. Text 701-367-2054. Text says, most everyone has a special Thanksgiving memory, a story. Make one happen today. Don't let Black Friday cast a shadow on your Thanksgiving day. God bless Mother Earth, everyone, and everyone. How about that? Nice little note. And I mentioned earlier that we had a bunch of these yesterday that we didn't get to. I was going through a few of them yesterday, and man alive, just fabulous comments, as always. You know, really appreciate what people can do. Here's one. First-time texter, Brent in Minot. I'm thankful I have one big firework for New Year's leftover from the 4th of July. It's the Dapple Protester Rocket. It flies in from out of state, makes a lot of noise, and is as tough as heck to clean up after. Oh, the Dapple Protester Rocket. It flies in from out of state, makes a lot of noise, and is as tough as heck to clean up after. You get that, Todd? You follow? You tracking with Brent and Minot here? Brent, that is worth a MyPillow. You can pick one up in the Bismarck. Todd, put Brent on a little sticker there. Slap it on one of your pillows, okay? The factory told me yesterday they got a big old shipment on the way to you. So more pillows on the way.
A big old shipment.
Yeah, so Brent and Minot gets a little sticky note on one of those, okay?
Got it.
Because that's just too darn good. Appreciate that. Kent Satring says, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Oh, that's nice. Kent is, of course, the CEO of PetroServe USA Stores, one of our fine sponsors here. We love what they do at PetroServe USA. Beautiful new store in Valley City, but they have stores from Bismarck, Mandan, all the way into Minnesota, Bemidji, down in Wahpeton as well. But Fargo, West Fargo, Castleton, you know, on out to Arthur has a couple of stores. And there's just a lot, I think two Castleton locations and a store in Arthur. And now the Valley Dairy stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family as well. So I'm thankful for the fact that I can get that 4 for $4 special all day, every day. Probably not going to do it on Thanksgiving. I'm going to go for my mother-in-law's wonderful meal. But other than that, love that 4 for $4, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies, a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4 all day at PetroServe USA stores. They are absolutely fantastic. No question about that.
If you do happen to stop there, you can put that stuff in your winter survival kit. You don't have to consume it right away. Just the thought.
They got a lot of bison gear, too, there. They got more bison gear than they do at Shields, for crying out loud. It's unbelievable, and a good price on it. Texter says, apparently Zach Parise is supposed to be in Grand Forks for the weekend. Hadn't heard that. Had not heard that. Can we get Gene in here? Gene called on the off-air line from Valley City. Todd, do you want to roll that? While you're finding that, I'll tell you. Here's another white meat.
I hear you talking about Nephilim soup, and you didn't like Nephilim soup. And now I'm hearing Cole's Nephilim soup. Well, I got to tell you, Napoleon Livestock on Thursday, Nephilim soup. It can't be beat. I have sold calves in Napoleon just to get Nephilim soup.
Over. I've done my afternoon show in that place, and he's right. That is good there.
Well, somebody from there reached out to me not long ago and said, would you,
K-Jax, that was what it was.
Stop by sometime, and I said, I want to do a show there, so now it's on my bucket list. Double. I wanted to be there just for the livestock sales, but now the Nephilim soup, too. I'm into it, so put it on the bucket list. We're going to have the Nephilim soup bucket list. Father Bill Sherman on some great Thanksgiving gratitude and more coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.